Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 18. Because of the forecast of warm temperatures and the possibility of rain, the big chill in downtown Racine has been postponed to the weekend of January 15th through the 17th. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
The big chill includes the state and Midwest Regional Snow Sculpting Championship, also the ice sculpting and the rail jam, which is the snowboarding and skiing demonstrations. You can check the Real Racine website for all the scheduled details, but once again, the big chill is postponed to the weekend of January 15th through the 17th because the weather this coming weekend will be less than ideal. I'm Tom Carco, AM 1400 WRJN News.
Final state housing numbers will be out in the near future, including for Racine and Kenosha. But based on the last several reporting periods, the overall market seemed to show greater consistency as the end of 2015 approached. Dave Clark of the Wisconsin Realtors Association noted that both sales and median prices were up last year.
If you look at the six different regions within the state, they're all up somewhere between 10.6% and about 12.1%. So it's a remarkably consistent story.
The last available report in 2015 showed statewide home sales up 11.3% through November, with the median price at $150,000. The head of Downtown Kenosha Incorporated believes several redevelopment projects already in the works will spur even greater activity. In a Gateway Public Radio interview, Christopher Nauman cited ongoing efforts to turn the former Elks Club building into a boutique hotel, along with a new 100-unit apartment building getting ready to open, and efforts to turn the former Kresge building on 6th Avenue into working space for the arts.
Those three developments with the creative space are starting to create this hopscotch effect of investment, which now you're going to see the us filling in the dots, so to speak, with investment opportunities and interest.
Nauman concedes that several larger, unoccupied buildings, especially along 58th Street, continue to provide a bit of a black eye, even as many other blocks have relatively few vacancies. He calls those half-dozen buildings his problem children, but Nauman still has hopes of improving market conditions, one day leading to new uses. The Caledonia Village Board tonight will be asked to look at allowing chickens on residential properties of less than 5 acres and not zoned agricultural. It's at the very end of the agenda under new business, and the petition comes from Cindy Pratarelli, who already had close to a dozen chickens on her property but has since moved them to a farm to be in compliance. It will be up to the board whether to send the request to committee or not. A Wautoma man accused of arranging to meet with a 15-year-old boy in Racine for sexual contact has been sentenced to probation. 37-year-old Joseph Blader pleaded no contest to a charge of attempted second-degree sexual assault of a child under 16. In return for his plea, charges of using a computer to facilitate a child sex crime and child enticement were dismissed. Blader was also sentenced today by Judge John Jude to 60 days in the county jail. Blader was arrested last February after arranging to meet the teen, who actually was a Racine County Sheriff's investigator, following an exchange of messages on the internet. Some of the workers at Johnsonville's Milwaukee plant are drawing a full paycheck, even without being there. The company is paying workers at the plant, even though it's closed for remodeling. But the catch is they have to take a class or work at another plant or volunteer. So far, the workers have amassed 700 volunteer hours. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.